The Regents Lifeboard Transition Series provides an educational crash course on the not-so-basic basics of the USD Lifeboard transition at an industry level. We're your hosts, Irina Pritchett and
Tali Zinnett.
For the first episode of this educational series, let's start at the beginning by answering, what is LIBOR, what is the LIBOR transition, and what are the key industry dates for the transition away from LIBOR? We also want to introduce key characteristics of LIBOR, as some of these become very important when discussing alternative indices. Tyler, care to ease us in?
Hi, Irina. Certainly. So LIBOR, where it also stands for the London Interbank Offered Rate, it's a benchmark interest rate index, and it's produced by large global banks. So LIBOR represents what participating banks would charge for borrowing from one another.
Further, LIBOR has been used as the primary benchmark for short-term rates, starting with overnight and going all the way through 12 months. It is used as the benchmark rate for debt instruments, such as student loans and adjustable rate mortgages. And it's commonly used in commercial bilaterals, as well as large syndications. It's also used in a variety of financial products, such as derivatives. With all of that, why is LIBOR being replaced?
Irina, since the last financial crisis, there's been a significant reduction in the type of trading activity that underlies LIBOR. So the rate calculations have increasingly relied on expert judgment, and that really leaves LIBOR at more risk or more susceptible to manipulation. So given this decline in market representation reliability, LIBOR's regulator, also known as the Financial Conduct Authority, or the FCA, they determined several years ago, really back in 2017, that the worldwide financial industry should begin moving away from LIBOR and to more robust alternative rates. So this is a LIBOR transition. It's essentially a global movement away from LIBOR.
Let's touch on those key dates. For USD LIBOR, the key dates are December 31st, 2021, as well as June 30th, 2023. The publication of 1 week and 2 month LIBOR settings will cease immediately following December 31st, 2021, while the publication of overnight, 1 month, 3 month, 6 month, and 12 month USD LIBOR settings will cease immediately following June 30th, 2023. And in all cases, USD LIBOR will no longer be available for new or renewed transactions after 2021.
Yeah, Irina, so while LIBOR in the US is no longer going to be available for new originations or renewals after the end of 2021 or this year, regulators in the US are urging banks to transition away from LIBOR as soon as practicable. So what that means is many banks may cease originating LIBOR-related loans or renewing LIBOR-related loans before the end of this year.
What I find interesting is that this transition has forced many of us to understand benchmarks at a much more nuanced level than we may have been used to. There's no economic equivalent to USD LIBOR, and we contrast LIBOR against its alternatives in other episodes of this series. Here, let's start with two concepts. One, credit sensitivity, and two, term structure, both of which LIBOR has. Tyler, can you walk us through these concepts?
Irina, I'm going to loop us back to some points that were made a little bit earlier. So first of all, LIBOR reflects the cost of bank borrowing from one another, or the interbank lending market. So credit sensitivity refers to the inherent credit risk in interbank borrowing. So these transactions are usually done on an unsecured basis, and it reflects that credit risk from bank to bank. And then second, we noted that LIBOR comes in a variety of tenors. And so it starts at overnight and ends in 12 month. And so you mentioned, Irina, several of the tenors that are being sunset with LIBOR and the ones that are going to prevail, just to remind the audience, through June of 2023 is the overnight tenor, the 1 month, the 3 month, the 6 month, and the 12 month tenors. So what we are talking about here is the forward-looking term structure of LIBOR.
This foundational information comes into play again and again with the discussion of benchmark alternatives, which may share in some of these characteristics of LIBOR while diverging in others.
Yeah, absolutely. So for more information regarding the LIBOR transition and how it impacts specific products and services, please contact your Regents banker. They should be well equipped to handle your questions and attempt to get you an answer as best we can. So, but before you go, here are our key takeaways.
LIBOR is going away.
So banks will cease renewals or originations on LIBOR no later than immediately following December 31st, 2021.
LIBOR will cease to be quoted immediately after June 30th, 2023, impacting contracts that mature after the cessation date.
And as a reminder, the 1 week and the 2 month LIBOR tenors have an earlier cessation date of December 31st, 2021.
There are two key characteristics of LIBOR to understand as we go into episodes covering other benchmarks.
So the first we just alluded to, LIBOR has a forward-looking term structure. In other words, it's available in various tenors spanning from overnight LIBOR to 12-month LIBOR.
The second is that LIBOR, which represents bank-to-bank lending, incorporates credit risk into its value. It's a credit-sensitive rate.
And that wraps it up for us. So thank you so much for joining the Regions LIBOR transition.
This podcast is for high-level informational purposes only and does not constitute legal or financial advice. You should consult with your legal counsel and other professionals concerning your specific situation.